Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
In the South, it's always college football season, and the king of college football reigns supreme all year long. Southern Sports Today proudly presents The Chuck Oliver Show. It's an inside look at everything college football. Now live from Atlanta, Georgia, it's time to talk college football with the reigning king of college football, Chuck Oliver, on Southern Sports Today.
Starting to have separation in a Power 5 conference, it is the Chuck Oliver Show on a Monday. Coming off what seemed largely like a normal-ish weekend. I say normal-ish because in a normal weekend, I don't know, Dan, does Marshall and App State, do they get national TV on a normal weekend?
No, not at all.
Yeah, probably not. But they were the noon, and I mean Key West Anchorage. It was Marshall and App State. And after that, it was Georgia Tech and Florida State, and then it was the game of the week, which we talked about during last week. It was the only ranked versus ranked matchup, and we got Miami and Louisville. And I think I got backwards on that. I got backwards on that game and one other. The details behind the Baylor-Houston game, which was supposed to take place and didn't, I'll cover that in a minute. I got twisted at the beginning of last week. Same outcome, but some of the deets I was crossed on. I won't call myself out on that, but the game was in Louisville, and so Miami goes up on the road, and De'Arik King looks like an absolute magician at times, and make no mistake about it, Miami went on the road, played one of the, I'll say, four best teams in the ACC, and they did what they wanted offensively. And in part because of Hawkins and Fitzgerald and Atwell and Cunningham and so many other talented guys on offense, including Mekhi Becton, who's now playing in the NFL. Like, he's not even there anymore. Louisville is a strong offensive opponent, and Miami showed that they were enough to get it done. So when I say we have separation starting in a Power 5 conference, we're seeing that start to flesh itself out. Now, are all things created equal? No. North Carolina was trying to... remember, North Carolina is like everybody else in the ACC. They're having games bounced around left to right, and they're trying to get back on the schedule. Like this coming weekend, for instance, they were trying to play Air Force, and doesn't look like that's going to happen. So they were supposed to play Charlotte this past week. That didn't happen. So they're bouncing around looking for opponents. Two teams that were not affected this past weekend in the ACC. Number one, in the nation right now, the Clemson Tigers, they dropped a 49 spot on Citadel. It could have been a lot more spread out than that, but that's what Dabo decided to get done. Trevor Lawrence threw 9 passes. And it wasn't just a Trevor Lawrence threw 9 passes. ETN carried the ball 8 times. And it was still 49-0 because they're Clemson and they're Citadel. And so without even really stretching their legs, Clemson 49-0. Now, that was always going to be the case, but the fact that it was just 9 pass attempts from this guy and 8 carries from this other guy, you know, the two All-Americans, the two first-round picks, the two future NFL stars, that was 49-0. Not to be outdone, better opponent even. Notre Dame 52-0, and it's kind of cool. I have now settled into a pattern that it is normal for me to talk about Notre Dame. And, hey, it was an out-of-conference game. Well, it's always been an out-of-conference game for Notre Dame. All of their games have been. For this year, the one non-conference game that the Irish will play, it was South Florida. And South Florida, new coach, not a great program, but a legitimate opponent. The Citadel, especially because of the triple option, it's going to be much more... You're not likely to get ambushed by pace when you play Citadel. And so if you have the better athletes, the better bigs in particular, like Clemson does, Brian Brzee, he's as good as advertised. That's what everybody's saying. It's the other kid, Miles Murphy, that had another caused a fumble, scoop and score. So Clemson's just off and rolling. That was against the Citadel. Notre Dame was at home again against a legitimate opponent in South Florida, 52-0. And Ian Book got, you know, to spread his wings a little bit more than Trevor. Several Irish ball carriers got involved. It wasn't just Jafar Armstrong or Smith or whoever, you know, from last week. It was just an impressive performance, again, against a way more legitimate opponent than the Citadel. And then at the same time, we have Miami putting 47 on Louisville on the road, which that sounds impressive, and I can leave it there, and you know that Miami won. Do you know the biggest difference between what happened Saturday night in Louisville and what might have happened in either down south in Miami or at Papa John's Stadium in the past? Miami could have scored 47 and lost. As it was, they scored 47 and held one of the best offenses in the ACC to 34. And I'll say this. See, it doesn't necessarily matter when your points come, but they held them to 34 in a night when it was up and down the field, including only six in the first half. As they say, folks, that's not nothing. So De'Eriq King did his thing. Brevin Jordan showed why he may be the most productive tight end in America. I know we're on in Gainesville, Florida, and you have your guy. But Brevin Jordan showed why he may be the number one tight end, most productive tight end in America. So those were the highlights from your ACC weekend. And when I say we're starting to have separation, you know what's kind of cool? I'm including Louisville in there. Because what does Louisville send? They lost in a competitive back-and-forth game. They lost to a team that really could finish second out of 15. So when you talk about the ACC, you know, it was always easy to make the jokes about the Coastal. The NFC South, I'm going to get this right, I think it was 2014, the NFC South had a champion at 7-9. I think the Saints that year, or maybe it was Carolina, won the division at 7-9. Do you know what the joke was? It's the NFC Coastal. That's what the Coastal Division had been viewed as. Coastal Division doesn't exist right now. So that means you don't basically reserve a spot for a like Pitt. When Pitt played in the ACC title game, guess what? Pitt was not the second best team in the conference. They may not have even been the best team in the division. But the records, even Narduzzi looked at it and was like, really won? Really? Okay, all right, well, I guess that's how it works because we had fewer conference losses. Okay, so that means we go to Charlotte. All right, awesome. Then they went to Charlotte and they got hung out. That don't work this year. Pitt does not get a pass to Charlotte. Georgia Tech does not get a pass to Charlotte. Virginia Tech, North Carolina, nobody gets a pass to Charlotte. You got to earn it. And so when I say we have separation, folks, not only is this impressive, but even with Notre Dame returning to its previous status as an independent, which I'm pretty confident in football will happen following this year, might not. There are a lot of one-time things in sports that you look around and you're like, this worked out. Let's leave it that way. Even when you take Notre Dame out, do you know what the best thing the ACC could do is? Leave the divisions in the rear view. You have a wildly more competitive conference right now that I'm excited about. How much mystery? Let's go back, get in the DeLorean, go back 13 months ago. How much mystery did you have before your ACC season in 2019? Hey, Steve, who's going to win the Atlantic? Clemson. Who's going to win the Coastal? Doesn't matter. Why? Because whoever wins the Coastal is going to lose in Charlotte to Clemson. Literally, you could look at an entire Power 5 conference the day before the opener and go, I know what's going to happen. Like, I'll check back with you, brother, in December because it's going to be Clemson playing somebody in Charlotte and the spread's going to be about 24. And that's exactly how – you know what you got this year? You're looking and you're going, Clemson, Notre Dame, Louisville, damn. I'm throwing Miami in there. I will throw UNC because some of the programs in the – maybe Virginia Tech, if they ever hit the field – if Virginia Tech does play this year, I think they'll be good. Clemson good? No. Good enough to be a landmine? Absolutely. The difference is that until this year, just being enough of a landmine, could win you a coastal title. Meanwhile, you got two or three teams better than you in the Atlantic going, what just happened? Wait a minute. We beat the first and second place teams from the coastal, and we have a better record than both of them. Yeah, but you finished fourth in the Atlantic. Oh. We got separation happening, folks. And the difference is, it's after the games have begun. We had separation in the ACC almost every year. But the separation would come in August when we would look at the standings and go, okay, I know what's going to happen. Clemson will win the Atlantic. They'll beat whoever. I'll let you pick a Coastal Division all-star team to take on Clemson and Charlotte. Clemson still wins. That's how little mystery we had to an entire conference. I love what the ACC has done. Twofold. Getting Notre Dame to play ball this year, literally, and then lining them up 1 through 15. Love it. The ACC, great idea. It's now starting to play itself out. We got some separation. We got a race, man.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
Call 800-387-4788. 800-387-4788. 800-387-4788.
My name is Pam, and I got hurt when a car plowed right into me. Ken took my case, and I was very pleased with the outcome. Thank you, Ken, for everything you did for me and for my family. I truly appreciate it. Ken was there for me every step of the way. One call, that's all.
Call 1-800-CALL-KEN.
Kenneth S. Nugent, PC, Attorneys at Law, 1355 Peachtree Street, Northeast, Suite 1000, Atlanta, Georgia, 30309.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. That's 800-452-4846.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our safety. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Now more college football talk with the king of college football. It's the Chuck Oliver Show on Southern Sports Today.
We're scoring every time we got the football. We're not letting them score any points. We want a shutout.
Okay?
We're playing for a shutout. Okay? This thing is too damn hard. I'm tired of being a nice guy.
Notre Dame head coach Brian Kelly, and that was obviously not to media. That was at halftime, speaking to his Irish players before they ran out for the third quarter, before they tapped the, what does it say, play like a champion today, before they tapped. That's the Notre Dame sign, right? Okay, because there's one at Oklahoma that I love as well. You know what the one Barry Switzer had at OU was? Don't tell me how hard you worked. Tell me what you got done. He said, I was a coach there for like 2 weeks, and, well, coach, I did all this. And so at Notre Dame, play like a champion today. And at 35 zip at halftime, I want to talk about a football truth as it plays out in modern day playoff committee college football. You heard Brian Kelly there, Notre Dame head coach, in the locker room at halftime before his players came out. And he said they were up 35 zip at that point. And it was pretty clear. I mean, South Florida, it was not going to be a competitive thing. And that was pretty, that was evident pretty early. They struggled last week at home against Duke to really get it rolling, but then we're able to kind of, you know, stretch things out a little bit. 35-0 at halftime. And this football truism that I've talked about it on the air whenever it applies, whenever it comes up. There is no benchmark on offense. That you're trying to achieve. Like, actually, you know what? I mentioned Barry Switzer. He had a phrase, half a hundred. He wanted to hang half a hundred on somebody. And he was talking about Oklahoma State or Kansas State or somebody like that. I don't know if Dallas and the NFL teams don't usually hang half a hundred on people, but that was a Barry phrase. But even that's just like one guy when he had an option offense that would run for about 600 yards on a Saturday against Missouri back in the old Big Eight. So there's no offensive, like, mark that every team knows. There's no, you know, that you, like, preseason goals. Here are the goals we have. There's no mark about, like a standard, understood offensive output every Saturday that we want to reach 40 points or 50 points or 60 points or whatever it is. It's just, let's score a bunch of points. There is one for defense, and it's a shutout. And I remember back when I was coaching. And in fact, you know, every coach, Bill Belichick has this, goals. At some point, when you have an opportunity to have a shutout, that's a little different. I have said that no matter what the scoreboard is, no matter how, and this is true, if you're playing a like opponent, if Notre Dame is at home playing Furman, or McNeese State, or Grambling, it's 35-0 in the middle of the second quarter, and you're going to start having some backups, start getting some run. And I'm talking about other than just, you know, at tailback. If you're playing an opponent from your same level of competition, for instance, South Florida, they play D1. Almost without exception, no matter what the score is, your starters will take the field for the first possession of the second half. And the reason is, and there's a real thought behind this, that if you start pulling starters in the second quarter, what are those guys going to do at halftime? They're going to be in the locker room screwing around because I've already been taken out of the game. And you may have six or seven guys screwing off or at least not paying attention, distracting. And so you have to have halftime be a normal halftime, whether it's Furman or Oklahoma across the field. So Saturday against South Florida, 35-0 and a half, your starters are going to take the field for the first possession, and then maybe this, and then so you'll start swapping people out, but you're going to have a regular halftime where everybody sits, pays attention, regular halftime. Well, Notre Dame did not score every possession in the second half. They stretched it out from 35 to 52. And I mean, everybody got to carry the ball, and a bunch of people got to catch a pass. And, you know, it was basically, it was, you know, and alumni players. Do we have Ron Paulus? Are you here? That's what it could have been. Defensively, that was not the case. And it was 35 to nothing at the half, and Brian Kelly was saying, we ain't giving up anything. We want the shutout. A shutout is a hallmark, and a shutout is something that has never been more difficult to get. Even crappy teams that you know will not win, like Vanderbilt. I fully expect Vanderbilt to go 0-10 this year. I don't expect them to be shut out. They brought in Todd Fitch from Louisiana Tech. He wants to sling it around all creation. You know what that's going to be? It's not going to be 52 to nothing. It's going to be 52 to 6. They'll at least score something. Shutouts are just impossibly difficult. And you got a head coach of a team that could win a national championship this year against an overmatched opponent where he knows the game is already done. And he was right to say, he's like, guys, I want a shutout. This is not about being Mr. Nice Guy. A shutout is different. 52 to 3, it's just a win. Anything to nothing? All right, we got a shutout. So when you see a blowout, a game that you're watching, it's the middle of the third quarter. Why are there still starters on the field? Because the opponent hasn't scored yet. Now, if it was 35 to 3 at the half, depending on how that first possession went, you start unloading the benches. That's not what happened. They got the shutout, and it's important. Now, the 2020 spin on this, no matter what the committee says, style points matter, margin of victory matter. What do they call it? Game control matters. Let me tell you, you win 52 to nothing, you got some bold type headline game control. 52 to 3, yeah, I swear, because everybody in that room is either a football guy or a football girl, and they understand how tough a shutout is. It is way, 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 way different. So if you heard the quote and you thought it was bad sportsmanship, it actually was Brian Kelly doing exactly what he's supposed to.
You can do all your banking from the comfort of your home. With SunTrust Advantage Checking, you can get everything you need through our innovative mobile app. Set up balance alerts, transfer money, make deposits, pay bills, or send and receive money with Zelle. Because we believe, now more than ever, banking should be secure and convenient. Go to SunTrust.com/advantage to open an account today. Terms and conditions apply. SunTrust, now Truist. Member FDIC.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So the weather is just all over the place lately, right? One day it's hot, and the next day it's windy for a while. It's like, make up your mind already. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Tax Solutions Now is a complimentary referral service that connects callers to companies that provide tax services.
Money matters. If you owe thousands in back taxes to the IRS, how much can Tax Solutions Now save you?
I paid less than I owe.
That's right. Money matters. So call Tax Solutions Now and get the IRS off your back. Since 2014, Tax Solutions Now has been a leader in the tax resolution industries. Remove wage garnishments, property liens, fines, and penalties. Qualify for the Fresh Start program or even uncollectible status. How much can Tax Solutions Now save you?
I owed the IRS over $10,000. I paid a fraction of what I owed.
Call now to reduce or even eliminate your back taxes.
I called Tax Solutions Now and got the IRS off my back. Thanks. You saved us a ton of money.
Money matters. How much can Tax Solutions Now save you? Call now and find out.
Call 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country, and tragically, More than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Now back to Southern Sports Today and the Chuck Oliver Show.
The Canes getting it done in a big way over the weekend. They were up in Louisville taking on an outstanding ACC offense. And I want to say it exactly that way. It's an outstanding offense, not defense. They'll hit you. They'll pass some licks. But Louisville, they make their – the success Louisville has right now, while Satterfield is still building, it'll be based on some – honestly, some tiny little men on offense. Everybody over there is small. And they're all really, except for Des Fitzpatrick, and they're all really, really good. They went north of 500 yards on Miami. Miami won by 2 touchdowns. Okay, so what did Derek King and that bunch do? Your offensive line, there's once you get into conference play, there's no faking it. And they went for 160 and over 5 a carry on the ground against Louisville. That's after they put 330-something on UAB, which, again, they're the same thing. They're smaller, and they'll hit you a little bit on defense. So I assume the offensive line is better. You're not going to run for, you know, dang near 500 and whatever yards in 2 weeks without it. And De'Aaron King is doing amazing stuff behind the line of scrimmage. And I say that because he ran against UAB for the most part against Louisville. He was like, no, I'm going to be in the pocket and I'm going to deliver the ball. It was a really impressive performance, especially offensively. And if you saw the 34, like I said, do not be dissuaded by that. Miami still has a lot of talent on defense. It's just Cunningham and Hawkins and Tutu Atwell, who may be the best receiver in the entire ACC. Want to bring on now a man who covers the U, has done it for several years at 24/7 Sports, InsideTheU.com. It's our good buddy, David Lake. David, welcome. How are you?
Doing well, Chuck. Good to be on with you.
All right. Tell me what you see from De'Aaron King. You've had a home game against UAB. You've had on the road against a real challenger in the ACC. Tell me what you know about De'Aaron King.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, in those first two games, I think we've seen everything De'Aaron King can bring to the table. UAB kind of forced De'Aaron to use his scrambling ability to make plays, and he definitely did that in that game, running for 80 yards, escaping pressures, taking advantage of UAB's man-to-man coverage on the back end and scrambling for yards. And then as you touched on it here in the opener, Louisville kind of asked Derek to beat them as a pure passer from the pocket. And, you know, in my opinion, Derek definitely showed he could do that. I think he definitely surprised a lot of national experts that maybe questioned his ability as a passer in that game. To your point, Louisville's defense is not great. But still, I think it is, you know, it's still a Power 5 defense, and, you know, Miami cleared that hurdle.
Brevin Jordan's every bit as good as we thought he was. Wasn't much action. He got in the end zone against the Blazers, as I'm remembering, but didn't have a huge night statistically. He did Saturday in Louisville. Brag about Brevin Jordan a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, so Miami does have questions with their wide receivers, but in terms of pass catchers, they definitely have a dynamic tight end duo with Brevin Jordan and Will Mallory. Jordan is definitely that rare tight end that can pick up yards after the catch because he's an athletic guy there. You know, you saw him hurdle over a potential tackler just missing a touchdown. So he's going to need to be Miami's dynamic weapon in the passing game as they try and get the wide receivers to kind of like an average level of play.
If everybody's healthy and kind of fleshing out the roles that, you know, you think Manny Diaz and Rhett Lashley have for him, tell me what Jalen Knighton can be, because that kid's only a freshman, but he obviously has got wheels. But they also he's also in a position where they have a couple of guys who may be ahead of him, and Cameron Harris, who definitely is, and Don Chaney. Is there maybe a slash role for Jalen Knighton? Because, man, when he got loose the other night, it was over.
Yeah, I think you're right. He's definitely going to be their most dynamic freshman on the team this year, and I think he's got a chance to be a freshman All-American, whatever that means. But, yeah, he's a guy that can run the ball. He can line up in the slot, get open as a receiver. Honestly, I think a fair comparison to him is the guy we saw – you know, for Louisville, have a big game against Miami and Javian Hawkins. So Knighton's a guy that can get to the edge quickly, has tremendous speed. He's a guy that I agree. I think his role is only going to increase more and more and more as the season progresses.
Dealing with David Lake from Inside the U. Let's stay on offense. Cameron Harris, he had his own bursts, was 75 yards or so for the touchdown, and he's debuted. He's turning into the back that everybody thought he could be. What do you think is the blue sky for him?
Yeah, so he's a guy, honestly, that has worked his way into being what we're seeing this season. He was a four-star guy, but wasn't necessarily the most highly touted recruit. What kind of sets Cameron Harris apart is the way he works, the way he grinds. And when he arrived at Miami, he was kind of a stiffer style of running back, and he's worked hard in the weight room to improve the mobility in his hips. And you kind of see that with his open field cutting. And he's also, frankly, improved his speed. He hit that 75-yard touchdown against Louisville, and I was honestly surprised that he was able to score on that run. I didn't know he had that kind of long speed. So, you know, the Rhett Lashley offense, you know, when Miami went to a spread with De'Aaron King, I think the assumption was, wow, their passing game's really going to be wide open. Rhett Lashley loves to run the ball, and he has a track record of having top 40 rushing attacks everywhere he's been. So Cameron Harris is definitely benefiting from that, but he's also taken his game to another level.
All right, David, I got to interject here. What I'm hoping happens now is like the next halftime or post-game interview with Cameron Harris. And you tell David Lake I do have speed. So that's what I'm hoping happens. Like you become the guy on his list, you know. Continuing with David. Do what?
There's no doubt. And Cameron is that guy. He will let you know if he proves you wrong.
Absolutely. So I'm looking forward to that. That'll be a reason to watch Miami football going forward. Let's talk about defense a little bit. If you can, go back to, I guess it was after week four last year maybe, when Zach McLeod broke up the three linebacker, you know, three amigos who started as freshmen. We all know the story. And it's like, hey, I'm stepping out of the season. I'll be back in 2020. I really didn't understand that in the moment. Tell me what you thought then, but it does look like a really good because he was great the other night.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I understood it in the moment. Just, you know, from a roster management standpoint, it made sense. And from a Zach McLeod standpoint, it made sense. Because, you know, when those three linebackers first arrived at Miami, Miami was running more of a true 4-3. In the last couple of years, they've kind of gone more to a 4-2-5. And so Zach McLeod was the guy who was kind of cut out of the playing rotation at linebacker because of that transition. So him taking a voluntary redshirt allowed him to be the featured linebacker this year. And, you know, he has NFL aspirations, and this is a season for him to show what he can do. I think in game one, honestly, he had a poor game against UAB. He really bounced back against Louisville, though, and played at the level that was expected of him coming into the season. And honestly, maybe the biggest thing Zach McLeod brings to the table is his leadership. He's kind of on that Shaq Quarterman level as a leader. And this Miami defense is kind of young, to be honest, and they need that type of guy.
Just out of curiosity, what up with Tate Martell?
Well,
that's not good, David. Your response is not good.
Well, there's many layers to this answer, to be honest. I think it kind of just boils down to Tate Martell, in my opinion, is just not a Power 5 level quarterback. I think he could go play on a Group of 5 level for a team, maybe. But there is a lot to be desired as a passer. And, honestly, too, he's a guy with a lot of interests outside of football. And, sometimes that those two things don't align, if that makes sense.
It does. Now, again, this is where we all go when there's a quarterback who it's not happening for him, because that's the one position where the coach really does only want one guy to take snaps. Position change, I know that he tried that a little bit. He is very – I don't know if he's fast. I know he's quick, and he's slippery. Right. Is there a role for him somewhere?
Honestly, I would personally not expect Tate Martell to return to Miami. I know he opted out for the season, and he's been taken off the roster. So, honestly, I would look for him to maybe transfer to, like, UNLV and try and win the quarterback job there. I don't know what their quarterback situation looks like, but that's where he's from, and that's the level of school I think he might be able to play at. But, yes, he tried to play wide receiver last year. Didn't work out. I think he could if he really dedicated himself to trying to be a flat receiver, but I don't think he wants to do that.
Let's wrap it up here with, again, an impressive start, 2-0, and, again, a quality opponent on the road for whatever that matters this season. This coming Saturday night, though, and, by brand recognition, by cachet, it's still the main event. It's still, the U and FSU. I think Florida State, they're going to find out this season. It's not the happy, happy, joy, joy they were hoping. It takes a minute to transition. If Miami is able to get through Saturday night's game, they get a chance to kind of catch their breath. And I think this will be huge for any program because of – David, give me your comment. Just the stress of everything, the stop and start, the uncertainty. I think you get 3 wins under your belt and you can exhale for a week. I think that'd be huge.
Yes, getting wins any college football season is hard, not easy to do. I think in 2020, you can multiply that tenfold. Believe me, Miami is not looking ahead of Florida State this week, looking ahead of that to the Clemson game. That's after that. So Miami knows they got to handle their business. Certainly, for the last 16, 17 years, Miami has had some games where they don't live up to the quote-unquote hype. So they certainly want to come out and show that these performances against these first two teams were strong, good performances. But they also know, honestly, from a pure roster standpoint, Florida State is still on another level than Louisville or UAB. Now, are they playing as well as Louisville? Probably not. But just from a pure talent standpoint, Florida State poses Miami's toughest challenge so far.
All right, last thing, and you need to be David Lake with the CDC or FEMA or whatever. What has been over the last almost, it'll be 2 weeks when Florida State comes to town since the UAB game. What was the general feedback regarding the crowd and the distancing and everything against the Blazers? And has there been any alteration going forward if there have been good results?
Well, as you know, Miami plays where the Dolphins play, right? So that's kind of an advantage because the Dolphins kind of set the protocols. So everything has to be done at that kind of that NFL level. And frankly, the capacity that was allowed was 13,000. Miami, I believe, announced 8,000 fans there. But really, I would say it felt like 5,000. So, will this Miami-Florida State game reach that 13,000 level? I don't know, to be honest, because I do think South Florida is kind of wary of the coronavirus deal.
They're spooked by getting in crowds with 10,000 other people. I get it.
Right, right. So, is it going to hit 13,000? We'll see. If there was a game on the schedule that will hit that max capacity, it'll probably be this game. But I will say, in general, Miami does do a good job of, like, enforcing masks in the stadium. They don't sell alcohol. Of course, there's no tailgating. So there are protocols in place to deal with it. But as a fan, like, is it going to be fun to go? I don't know. I guess we'll find out this weekend how it goes.
Last thing for you, and this is kind of the CDC part. What has been the, Miami, as far as I have seen, the actual program, the Hurricanes program, I haven't seen the headlines. Yeah. I haven't seen the, we've got 33 players in quarantine, we've got 20 positive tests, 75 since right. June 1st. How's the program doing this? Because, again, headline-wise, they've been pretty unscathed.
Yeah, they have been pretty good. They had two guys who, you know, Miami doesn't announce guys having COVID, but they announce availability. And two guys missed the Louisville game, two backups. Miami does have kind of an advantage with this COVID stuff, in that their president is the former Minister of Public Health of Mexico. So this is like his expertise, and he knows all the protocols that need to be in place. Manny Diaz can bring them up anytime and ask questions, and he gets answers from an expert. So, you know, I think that is no small deal and you know, a big reason why Miami is so far having success with limiting COVID outbreaks. But, you know, as we know, it's a highly contagious thing, and you know, no one, sometimes there's no rhyme or reason to why people get COVID or don't get COVID.
Oh, yeah, you do everything right and then crack a window and COVID, get him. It just, I mean, there are so many stories of people who have done everything right, and you're right, it's just this one little, you know, issue, and boom, there it is. But Miami, you know, to their credit, has stayed pretty clean with that. David, always appreciate it, man. It's always top-notch. Thanks for making time.
Thanks, Chuck. Take care, man.
All right, David Lake from Inside the U, and that's been the case. You know, there were a couple of well-publicized cases of Major League Baseball players who missed the first part of the restart or part of training because of COVID, and it was a similar story that I didn't go out of my house basically for 4 months. Like, I didn't leave my property, and we had groceries delivered, didn't go anywhere, and then, all right, I'm heading back to camp, COVID. What? So it absolutely, and we know more of this now than we did, for instance, March. You do the best you can. And following the protocols and the guidelines and the masking and the distancing, all of it. That's doing the best you can. And the sanitizer and whatever. And you're understanding that all of that will mitigate. Now, that's a factual statement. It will mitigate. And you're still living on a planet that currently is experiencing this little virus bouncing around from person to person. So you try to mitigate. And that's what Miami has done, just like everybody else. He said they got an advantage in that their president is like the former director of infectious diseases for like an entire country. But they also have an advantage that they're private, which means questions that I can ask, for instance, the AD or the administration or anybody at Clemson, if they want to play hardball, I just submit something to DRAD up there at Clemson. It's like, oh, freedom of information. We're public. We take tax dollars to run our university, so we have to respond to this. Miami? Miami's private, brother. Miami look at you today. They laugh. I want to know what you – ha, ha. That's funny. We're private. Pound sand. We ain't telling you anything. And they don't have to. It's just like Vanderbilt. There are advantages sometimes with that because they don't use tax money to pay their bills. So it's not our business how they spend their money. At least if they're not breaking the law or such. So appreciate David's time. We're going to break. Come back. Rapid Power 1 next.
Auto Accident Help Desk is a marketing agency connecting callers with attorneys. Providers pay a fee for advertising services.
I love getting my kids ready and driving them to school.
But a careless driver can change your life in an instant. And insurance companies want to settle on the cheap. Auto Accident Help Desk connects victims with powerful lawyers. They fight for you.
I called Auto Accident Help Desk and got help for my pain and suffering.
Don't let an insurance company take advantage of you. Our attorneys fight and beat big insurance every day.
Call 800-681-5644. 800-681-5644.
If you've been injured in an automobile accident in the last 6 months, you owe it to yourself to make this free call with no obligation. We're available 24/7 to help you get the money you deserve for your pain and suffering. Auto Accident Help Desk helps accident victims like you every day.
Call 800-681-5644. 800-681-5644. That's 800-681-5644.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
You can now watch The Chuck Oliver Show, streaming live on Twitch. Stream the full show live on Chris Landry's Twitch channel at twitch.tv/Chris Landry Football. It's live video of the king as he breaks down this unprecedented college football season and gets you the latest breaking news as things continue to develop. The Chuck Oliver Show, live on Twitch at twitch.tv/Chris Landry Football.
Hi, Grandma. Can Nina come over for dinner?
Sure. I've been meaning to ask you, what would happen if someone offered you a drink?
Grandma!
If anyone ever does, I want you to say, no, I have too much respect for my family and I don't want to get in trouble.
I promise, Grandma.
They really do hear you. For tips on what to say, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This message brought to you by SAMHSA and this station.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Building relationships during recovery from mental and substance use disorders can put the strength of family and community behind you. We're all connected, offering encouragement, support, and hope. Join the Voices for Recovery. Strengthen families and communities.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referrals for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Catch the king of college football no matter where you go with a new Southern Sports Today app. Catch the best college football conversation in the South everywhere with the SST live stream and daily podcast. Download it now at the App Store and the Google Play Store. Now more of the best college football talk in the country. It's the Chuck Oliver Show.
Second down. Mitchell to the edge at the 10, at the 5, and the Raging Cajuns move to 2-0. Elijah Mitchell and Louisiana, after the win at Iowa State, need overtime today in Atlanta to beat Georgia State. The top 20 ranked Louisiana Raging Cajuns. That's how you say it, by the way, Louisiana. It used to be Southeast Louisiana. And then for a minute, weren't they Louisiana Lafayette?
Well, before that, they were Southern Louisiana, USL.
That's right. Brandon Stokely, as I'm remembering way back in the day. So Louisiana Raging Cajuns and the ranked Raging Cajuns now 2-0, and they beat a tough squad there in Georgia State. Sean Elliott's got a good team there, but Levi Lewis came in and did a lot of what he did last weekend against Iowa State. Two more touchdown passes, and Elijah Mitchell, who's a touchdown machine, and they were down. And so they were able to come back and get the dub there, and it was a big win on the road. In fact, they were losing at halftime before Louisiana comes back. So I said they're ranked, and they'll I assume they'll go back up this week And if the Big Ten and the Pac-12, and who else did I see? Was it the Mountain West? We're having conversations for work because we want to play too. All right, well, fine. Everybody play. But until they actually come back, there's a pretty good chance that Louisiana stays ranked. And I went and looked at this. I said, do you remember after week one when I said I probably would vote Army? I would spend, if I had a vote in AP or whatever, I would probably spend my first place vote on Army because I thought the opening weekend Army looked the best against a legitimate opponent of anybody. And it had been since October of 58 was the last time that Army received a first place vote. Do you know the last time Louisiana was ranked? 1943. You know what was going on in 1943? A lot of teams weren't playing very many games because of World War II. You got to go back almost 80 years to find when they were ranked. They got Georgia Southern coming up this Saturday, and then they get on to Thursday against App State, Coastal Carolina. None of this, that's easy, folks. App, Coastal, UAB, good team, etc. South Alabama later. Louisiana Monroe for the rivalry at the end of the season. Central Arkansas jumps back out on the field. Again, Central Arkansas has been as, I'll say, flexible this season as anybody. They're literally playing all comers. If you need to fill a spot on your schedule or two Arkansas State, you know, at least they're playing Missouri State in a home and home. All right, it's like it's a multi-year series. Central Arkansas has scheduled two games at Arkansas State for just this year. And Louisiana's like, yeah, we need a game at the end of the year. What date you looking for? So this is a motivated program in 2020. Central Arkansas plays on Halloween versus Eastern Kentucky. It's a back-to-back. You know, like in the NBA, and this became kind of weird, but about 10 years ago, like Denver would play at Phoenix on a Thursday and then Phoenix at Denver on a Friday. Central Arkansas plays at Eastern Kentucky on October 24th. The next Saturday, they're home versus the Colonels, and then they wrap up a month later at Louisiana. But they're motivated, and they're making it happen again. Congratulations to Raging Cajuns. They are now ranked.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429. Paid for by Quick Aid.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health insurance for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health insurance for you and your family immediately, starting at just $6 a day. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. That's right, for about $6 a day, you can have guaranteed health insurance. And there's dental, vision, and prescription coverage too. You owe it to yourself and your family to make this free call right now and learn more. There are no deductibles, no waiting period, no contracts, and coverage is guaranteed. Call National Health right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at just $6 a day. Call now.
800-989-6121. 800-989-6121. 800-989-6121. That's 800-989-6121. Paid for by GoHealth.